Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Tech Vein Podcast. I'm your host, Don Santiago. This is a podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and bring it to you so you can be informed. Today's bonus episode, I have four stories instead of three for you that I was not able to cover in the last episode. And honestly, I think that it should be spoken about. We're going to be talking about how Google is trying to unify all of their workplace tools under one messaging app. We're also going to be talking about how Facebook has to pay $550 million for a settlement, and Apple as well has to pay $837 million in patent infringements, and the FCC is planning to punish wireless carriers. So, for story number one, according to reports, Google's trying to make a communication app once again. This time, it's going to be aimed for the workplace, which will combine several different Google services such as Gmail and Google Drive. Google's been trying to nail the messaging game for a while, but they've never been able to get it. As we speak, there are multiple versions of Hangouts chatting services that are coexisting right now. So let's go into this mess. There's Hangouts for the masses, which is just consumer focused. Then there's another version of Hangouts, which is for enterprise customers. But Google decided to split that up into Hangout Meet, which is a video chat app, and Hangouts Chat, which is a successor to GChat. I'm not even going to go into the whole RCS-based Android chat app or video chat app duo or Android Messages, Google Voice, so on and so forth. It's confusing as hell. But I do recommend you, if you want to know a little bit more about it, I recommend going to The Verge. Dieter actually did a great video on Google's attempts to have like that one chat app. So I would recommend that video. I'll see if I can actually link it. I don't know. Sometimes it's very difficult. But the takeaway is that Google's trying one another app because based on what the reports are saying, Google wants to win the enterprise customers by moving all of their communication to one app. Like Microsoft and what Slack has been able to do. So what do you guys think? Do you think that this will be the one Google chat app to rule them all? Story numero dos. First reported by the New York Times, Facebook says it has agreed to pay $550 million to settle a class action lawsuit that has been about facial recognition technology. I'll be reading this straight from The Verge, and I quote, in 2018, Facebook began more transparently explaining its facial recognition tech to users, pointing to people to a settings page where they could disable it. Last year, the company decided to make facial recognition on the platform opt-in only after years of turning it on by default for all users. A federal judge ruled in favor of making facial recognition case a class action lawsuit in 2018. Facebook appealed that ruling, but lost the appeal in a 3-0 court decision in August of last year. So Facebook's $550 million settlement will be paid out to eligible Illinois users and to cover the plaintiff's legal fees, according to the New York Times, unquote. So the amount settled for may seem a lot for Facebook, but honestly, that is just pure junk change for them. Just as an example, on January 29th, when Facebook reported on their earnings, they reported $21 billion of revenue for the fourth quarter of 2019. So honestly, that they probably make the $550 million probably within like 1 week. Like, this is nothing for them. So it's just another little slap in the wrist for Facebook. Honestly, they've been doing this for years where the government gives them a slap in the wrist, a big fine, or something that seems like a big fine, but really it's nothing. What do you guys think? And since we're already on the topic of settlements, Law 360 reports Apple is paying $837 million for infringing Wi-Fi patents from Caltech, while Broadcom also has to pay $270 million, making a total of $1.1 billion paid to Caltech in damages. The lawyers for Apple and Broadcom argued that instead of building their own Wi-Fi chips that would infringe on Caltech's patents, they simply took off-the-shelf Wi-Fi chips from Broadcom and they used that, which is why they shouldn't be sued. However, that wasn't enough to persuade the jury, and they still have to pay. Also, The Verge confirmed that Apple does plan to appeal the decision. In addition, The Verge also said that Apple and Broadcom just announced a $15 billion deal last week. So it's going to be for the next 3.5 years. Coincidence? Probably. So what do you guys think? All right, for the final story of the day, Ars Technica reports the FCC is going to try to punish carriers who use their mobile network operators to sell their customers real-time location data. So, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai wrote, and I quote, "I am committed to ensuring that all entities subject to our jurisdiction comply with the Communications Act and the FCC's rules, including those that protect consumers' sensitive information such as real-time location data." Pai continues, "Accordingly, in the coming days, I intend to circulate to my fellow commissioners for their consideration one or more notices of apparent liability for forfeiture in connection with the apparent violations," unquote. And thank you to Ars Technica. I didn't have to go through all the sections that the FCC has for their laws and bylaws and all that. Ajit Pai didn't cite any specific sections that they have of what the wireless carriers might have violated, but Ars Technica was able to find that in section 222 of the Communications Act, it says that the carriers may not use or disclose location information, and I quote, "without the express prior authorization of the customer," unquote. So obviously a Ajit Pai might actually do his job. And obviously this is gonna be a continued developing story. We don't know what's gonna happen. Obviously, the wireless carriers like AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, most likely they're probably going to fight it. And we're just going to have to wait and see. This is something that's going to take a little bit to develop. So this is not going to end. This is going to be like a good 2-3 year battle probably until we find out what's going to be the conclusion of this. And that is all I have for you guys. Thank you for tuning in for the podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter @Vane_tech. Thank you and have a nice day.